morning. It's 6:53 a.m. Saturday, March 31st. This will be my last morning here, or my last talking on my morning walk anyway, from here in Lincoln City, Oregon. The day has dawned, dark, gray, pouring, high winds. Another day when I don't have gear enough to walk in this. It's really quite a rough morning out. I'm not looking forward to the drive down to the office in a couple of hours. So it's a tough morning. This will be the last day I'll be able to talk to you from here. Tomorrow morning by this time I better be almost to Salem, and well on my way back to Greeley by way of Portland. But I did want to stop and take one more time here. I've got one more day. Today is going to be a full day of a lot of talking, a lot of discussion. We turned in our last assignments last night. We should get them back today, or at least at some point during the day. Some of them will be this morning, some of them will be this afternoon. I turned in 8,500 words, something like that, last night. Altogether, since I've been here, I've written, I don't know, I have to go through and add it all up, between the short stories and this 12,000 words worth of short stories, 1,500 words a day for 7 days, on exercises plus false starts and missed goals. It's been quite a week of writing. I've got a bunch of story starts. Every assignment that we had to get right was a start of a story. And the problem, of course, is that most of these starts are pretty much useless to me, in large part because they're in genres that I don't write, and I'm not interested in writing. The character studies, the ability to hook a story in just a few dozen words is really what the goal of this has been, to get us to focus on setting and character, and by dealing with those, to deal with the underlying stories. Yesterday was probably both the low point and the high point all in the same day. It was quite a breathtaking day. I think I mentioned that it was one of those, I suck days yesterday. And then last night, when we finally got through all of the stories, he'd saved mine for last. And I was the last one. It was like, oh, come on, it's killing me here. Because I didn't know if the story was going to work in the critical brain, in the way that he has been training us to write. And I was pretty sure that the story worked from the story standpoint. I like the story a lot. It was a romance, and I've been wanting to try to do a romance, a classical, using the romance form as a specific form for romance story. And I wanted to see if I could pull it off. I wanted to see if I could do one. I wanted to see if I could actually make it work. And not only did I make it work, it was, and he thought it was probably the story that he wanted to end the anthology on. And for me, that's really important. It's really a very significant compliment. Because we talk a lot about short stories and anthologies and magazines, and how do you pick which one, and where do you put it in the book, and how does it all go together. And the key is the last story. You want to hook them in with the first story, but you want to leave them with the strongest story, so that when they get done, they feel good, they feel interested, and they want to go find more books. So they want to buy the next one. So you leave them with the strongest one. And he put my story last because, as he said, if you don't feel good when you end that story, nothing's going to help you. So it was very high praise. I was quite pleased. I still recite. One of the problems, I think, is, and it didn't occur to me until just this very moment. Although I've been talking to a couple of people around, and a couple of them have said something similar, and that's that when I came here, it was with the novice brain, with the novice thinking, that I knew what I knew, and I was pretty sure that what I knew was pretty good. I knew I didn't know a lot. I knew I didn't have all the answers, which is, I think, is one of the reasons why I've sought out some training. But the other side of it is that having come here and learned what I've learned, I realize how much more there is for me to do. And on this terrible rainy morning, after having a very highly complimentary session last night, I'm feeling very much like, okay, I'm ready to come back and go to work. I'm ready for things to start rolling out now. I'm ready for things to start happening. Yesterday afternoon, I started working on the edits for Captain's Share, figuring sooner or later we're going to get Double Share out, and Captain's Share is going to have to come right along behind it. And a lot of the things that I've learned here, I can see it folding right into Captain's Share. I have to be careful not to get too critical about it, not to get too tied into it. There's some simple formatting errors that I need to deal with. There's some simple, I won't say structural errors, because I think the story stands pretty well structurally. There are some there's some perspective shifts that I need to be aware of. I've learned a lot about point of view this week, and how point of view, how my understanding of point of view doesn't necessarily give me the strongest stories that it could. It's not bad. I mean, it could be stronger. So, and that was good. I learned a lot here this week. I'm totally exhausted. I'm totally wrung out. I just got done reading 9 stories for today, for this morning, and I've got to go back and read some more. I need to start packing because I have to check out tomorrow morning. We're going to leave here around between 5 and 5:30 in the morning tomorrow and start back. Flight's not till 11, but I have to turn in a rental car. I don't know how long that's going to take. I also have to make it through security and get to the airport, get to the gate, and I don't know what Sunday morning in Portland, Oregon looks like. It could be dead, or it could be something more significant. I don't know if there's any major conferences or anything that are breaking, but I do know that Sunday mornings aren't usually a good time to try to fly. So I'm going to do it anyway because I need to get home, and I'm looking forward to getting home sometime Sunday afternoon. So there probably won't be an opportunity for me to talk tomorrow. I'm probably not going to be able to do it on the ride over. I've got a car full of people, and they'll want me to focus on driving the car, and I'll be focused very much on getting through the morning, through the dark, over to Salem, up to Portland, out of town, and home tomorrow. So Monday morning, I'll be back on my walk. Monday morning, I'll be picking up the pieces from being away for the longest stretch I have been away from home in. I really don't know how long. This has been the longest break away from the house. Let's see, I flew out on Saturday morning a week ago today, and it'll be 8 days by the time I get home. So with that, I'm going to call this one pretty much over. I want to get it loaded up and ready to go so that when I get to the office, I can upload it and make my final post from Lincoln City. The Oregon Trail has been pretty amazing. It's been pretty amazing. It has been, I think, pretty clearly worthwhile in terms of learning what I needed to learn. I don't know how soon I would be willing to come back and do this again. It's real expensive. And not just in money, but in all the other things that go along with being away from home for 9 days, 8 days. I learned a lot, but I've got a lot of practice to do. So it'll be a while before I'm ready to come back and perhaps take another course, take another one. I don't know which one I'd take, because almost everything that they do here is geared towards short story. And as much fun as writing the shorts has been, unless something drastic changes in the next few months, the next few weeks, I'm probably not going to start writing short stories just because I can write a short story. I'm probably going to continue to focus on writing novels and getting the novels out. I really want to get Zyphira's Call out in podcast and complete by the end of April, which means I need to really get my act in gear. I need to get things moving, because I really want to have a book that's eligible for the Parsec Awards this year, even if it doesn't win. I really would like to have the Parsec availability, see if I can get another book in another year in a row, because I'd like to keep the streak alive. So if nothing else, that's a really great kind of deadline for me to reach. So with that, tomorrow is another day. I probably won't talk to you then. I'll talk to you on Monday.